You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Wellington slash New York outfit Eigenface dropped the first single off their forthcoming debut album just over a week ago, and it's already been seeing some love on our top 11 countdown, hitting number 8, debuting at number 8 even. No need for a hit pick. The trio blend folk, dream punk and electronic experimentation together, creating songs that shift between both comfort and unease. The band consists of Penelope Esplin, Elliot Vaughan and Logan Valentine here on the program now to chat about the single House by the Sea and upcoming album. Welcome, Logan and Penelope. How are y'all doing?
Great. Thanks for having us.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
Now, we've got a little bit of distance going on. We've got a three-way call. Penelope, you're in Wellington. Logan, you're in New York.
Correct.
Logan, yeah. How is Thursday treating you?
Oh, it's beautiful. Thanks for asking. It's like, it's sunny. It's high 20s. There was like a bit of a Canadian wildfire smoke thing going on last week, but it's cleared now, and now it's back into pristine summer.
Oh, that's great. Good to hear it's cleared up. Now, I just want to jump straight in. Your press release, it says your sound sits comfortably alongside artists such as Everything Everything, Sun Lux, and Loma. I got to tell you, these are three of my favorite artists. And when I read that, I was like, oh my God. I beg people on the program to listen to Everything Everything. I think they're so underrated. New Zealanders just don't seem to know who they are.
No.
Right.
No.
Totally.
Yeah, I think Elliot recommended them to the band. I mean, I've been listening to them obsessively, and same with Loma. Like, the sound engineer at Camp Aloham did sound for one of the other bands that I was in, mm-hmm. and he played it, and it was just incredible. I was like, oh my God, I've been obsessed ever since.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And Sun Lux, like all of the drumming in Sun Lux, it's just incredible.
So delicious.
What do you think it draws you guys to kind of create a sound that sits alongside those artists?
It's such a great question. Oh, sorry, Penelope.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. I was just thinking, great question. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. You know, when we started working together, we were not really thinking too much about what our sound would be. We were really working on the dynamic, and we were really working on a style and a process that works for us. Mm. And then after a few months, we'd recorded a few demos, and we sat back and we're like, cool, we have a sound now.
Yeah.
As Penelope said earlier, Elliot was just like, oh, this really sounds like everything. This really sounds like Loma. And that's fantastic. It's kind of nice when you take your own time to work on something that's yours, and then you kind of feel as though you could have some kind of conversation with somebody else and you're in something.
Yeah, totally. All right, Penelope, did you want to add anything to that?
For me, I was really obsessed with the vocal quality of Loma, like the singing that the main singer does, and I tried to mirror that on this track, basically, like the kind of smooth sultriness, while being quite, I don't know, there's almost no reverb on it as well.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. Very clean. Mm.
Now, on the track, Penelope, you write about your experience living by a titular house by the sea. yours on the south coast of Wellington. It starts in a very kind of delicate space and then expands into deeper and darker territory, building to a crescendo. Sonically, were you kind of trying to get that natural landscape, the sea storms, the waves roaring?
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, it's funny actually, because I was listening to the demo of it last night, and it's way more dreamy when I wrote it originally.
Right.
But I wrote it when I was in this flu state, like I'd been sick in bed and was starting to go a bit delirious. And
best way to write a song.
I ended up writing two songs for the album on the same day because I was just completely out of it. And I was really lucky because I handed it over in its bare bones state to the band, and Elliot turned it into this really dynamic, dynamic song, really. Yeah,
beautiful.
He pulled all the crispness into it.
And now you talk about emotional resilience that comes with living in the extremes of that place. I see the connection between landscape and emotional headspace in the lyricism. How did that journey unfold for you, and was creating the track kind of part of that catharsis, even if it was done in a flu-esque state?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I think building a really good life is all about emotional resilience and being able to handle really difficult, uncomfortable situations, and being able to maintain emotional stability while things are going on around you. And I think that house really tested me. Like it was, on one day it would be incredibly beautiful, and you'd see dolphins swimming in the harbour and whales and it was so stunning. And then when the wind and the rain, I mean, the whole house would shake. It was just so violent. Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine
Yeah.
that. That would not be pleasant for me.
No, it was not pleasant. Yeah, it really, and you'd get it. Like, I remember there were nights where I didn't really sleep because the house was shaking the whole night, and it was just like, my God. Yeah, but it really, I think, trying to make sure, trying to build that skill of emotional resilience, I think, is a lifelong thing,
And building a song all together, not just on this track, but on other tracks on the album, who comes in where? What does that kind of typically look like? Or does it look different every time?
Well, I guess so. We all are songwriters, and so we each would kind of write the bare bones of a song and then present it to the band. And then the band would like add in all of the different elements in the ways that they saw fit. And we don't kind of put our fingers into each other's area, if that makes sense. So there's like total freedom. It's amazing.
In this like working relationship, I find there's so much intrigue and interest that both Penelope and Elliot have in the songs that I put forward, and just a real keenness to help understand what the kernel of the idea is and then help elaborate on that. And it's really lovely. Yeah, it's such a supportive place to be.
Beautiful. Now, the music video shot by Threading Frames, it's hauntingly gorgeous, black and white, showcasing coastline in Australia. You have some very dramatic contemporary dance movement in that musical, well, musical in some way, music video. Talk to me a little bit about how that video came together and the choreography.
Sure, I think I can do that one, Penelope, if you'd like.
Yeah, go for it.
So this Elliot performs in a number of different acts. One of those is, I think, the Moth Quartet, and I think this came through a collaboration maybe with them. The Moth Quartet are worth checking out. I think they're playing right now. And Elliot reached out to Tyler Kani Faliatua and Joshua Faliatua, and pitched the song and said, "Hey, what do you think about this song?" And they responded to it immediately and said, "Yeah, fantastic, we can do this." And they've taken something that is, it's a dramatic song, and then they've placed it into a dramatic environment. Like it's right at Point Eddy Beach in Australia. And Penelope, I don't know how you feel about it, but I really enjoy the way in which like the dancer like awakens into like the beach of nothingness and kind of has to find themselves, only to be pulled out and find themselves in a forest and try to have to return to where they don't necessarily know where they were meant to be in the first place. And I think it captures the feeling of the song and what you were going for really beautifully.
Yeah, I think it's also the surrealism as well. Like the video kind of makes you feel like you are out of it. Like you are kind of surrounded by versions of yourself and trying to struggle to with the elements that are constantly at you.
Well, thank you. Those are beautiful answers. Now, let's talk a little bit about the upcoming album releasing October 2nd on Home Alone Records. On it, you explore themes of memory, place, relationship, and the tension that exists between beauty and discomfort. It's a mix of storytelling and sonic textures. What has the process behind creating this record been like for you all?
That's such a good question. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So what I'm hearing is how does the theme come out? Like one of the hardest things to do is to write an album, and to put together 10, 11, 12, whatever songs in a cohesive unit. We wrote many more songs that made it to the record. And again, when we've been writing, it's really been about understanding what the kernel of each idea is. And then after, I think, Penelope, how many songs did we demo? I forget, like 20, maybe 18, something
about,
like
yeah,
that.
About 20, yeah.
Yeah, and we played around with all of these songs in different orders, and we made, with the demos, we just made different sort of combinations and playlists of things and said, how does it make us feel? Mm. What is this about? And then we landed on this set of songs, save a couple. We still wrote a couple at the end, but started going, what does it make us feel? And realized that it's all about basically like emotion.
Yeah.
The brilliance that comes with that, and also the challenge that you see through developing fortitude in the face of some other experiences that you have. I'm trying not to give too much away in the lyrics, but...
Yeah, anything to add to that, Penelope?
It was quite a challenge, I think, like, because we have three different songwriters who have very different aesthetics.
Yeah.
I think trying to pull together a cohesive album was a bit of a struggle, like trying to get the album order right and trying to ensure that we were there was a through line, I guess, with the instrumentation and the different like dynamic elements. So I think the other songs are a little bit, I don't know, more adventurous, I would say. More adventurous.
That's a good...
We teaser.
Yeah, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Stay tuned.
Lily, can I ask Penelope a question?
Yes, go ahead.
Cool. I've been a big fan, I've been a big fan of Penelope as a musician for a long time, and it's a real pleasure to play in this band. And Penelope, I'm like super familiar with like your work in Grawlixes, which is like a much sort of has like a softer edge to it in that sort of folk space. Have you found that you've changed your approach to not composition, but changed your approach to performance when working with Elliot and I?
Yeah, definitely. I think we have a much more kind of free model. We're not trying to get the right sound. Mm. You know, like in Grawlixes, I think we were definitely trying to make it so that it was this perfect being, you know, that everybody was happy with. Whereas there's like this freedom, I think, that I really, really love about the way that we write songs. Yeah.
Yeah. So really that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and it pushes me as well, you know, to really be more adventurous in my songwriting. Yeah.
I feel the same. I've been really challenged in both the performance and the writing side of this. Lily, thanks for letting me...
Hey, I loved it. It was a great question, you know. I should do more of these, get band members to come over different Zooms and, you know, we'll just all interview each other. Now, this is... I guess it's kind of a silly question, but also ties in with the themes of the upcoming release. What's something lately that you've found to be both beautiful and sort of uncomfortable or unsettling?
I can jump in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been listening to this guy called Tamino. I don't know if you've heard of him. Mm-hmm. But he has this like incredible range in his vocals. He has this really deep timbre when he sings. And then he does this falsetto that's like so angelic. And it's just really, there's like a really disturbing element to it. I can't quite put my finger on it.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And yourself, Logan?
Oh, there's like a laundry list. and I'm going to struggle to really pick one. I'm going to have to pass on that. I'll just
It's okay. I threw you in the deep end, you know. I didn't give you time to prepare.
You did.
House by the Sea, it's out now across streaming and available for purchase on Bandcamp. The beautiful music video is up for your viewing pleasure. And, of course, you can bump up the track Standing on our Top 11 Countdown by voting on our website. Just before we end, you'll also be coming down to Otipoti touring this record in October, November.
Yeah, we're very excited. I mean, Dunedin, both Logan and I used to live down in Dunedin, so, you know, we want to make sure that we come down to Dunedin, you know, hang out for a bit.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, I think we haven't really announced the dates yet, but I reckon I can find it. So we're playing at Pearl Diver on October the 3rd, which
Amazing.
Is very exciting.
It is
and we're going to be bringing down Michaela Tempest as well with us, mm-hmm. who's a fellow band label mate, and she just has incredible music and we really want to like support her to get out there and to show her stuff as well. So
well, we're all looking forward to it, I'm sure. Thank you so much for joining me on the program, Penelope and Logan.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, good. Have a great rest of your morning or your Thursday.
Thank you.
I don't know what time it is for you, Logan. That was Penelope and Logan of Igon Face here on the program chatting about the single House by the Sea. It's on our Top 11 countdown. Sorry, go to our website, r1.co.nz, to stake your claim and vote on it for next week's chart. I'm going to play it for you right now on the program. Stick around. I'll be back with more fun, more chats, more silliness here on Te Reo Irirangi Ko Tahi.
Right by the sea, you can get to it easily. I could show you a photograph, but it's
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.